Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for June 2016. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to NZART's June official broadcast. We start tonight with key points from the NZART AGM and conference held in Christchurch over Queen's Birthday weekend. Subscriptions for 2017 will remain the same as for 2016. That's transmitting and non-transmitting $99, family $129, student $45, overseas $125, and remember, a rebate of $10 is applicable if membership is paid by the 30th of November 2016. To the Christchurch branch remit, the original remit was that NZART should look at a digital membership with electronic break-in in PDF format by the 2017 year. After an amendment by Franklin Branch 10, which was carried, the remit became that NZART should look at an electronic break-in in PDF format in addition to the paper version by the 2017 year. The remit was carried on voices. To the NZART website, and Chris Hellier, ZL3LF, gave an excellent PowerPoint presentation on the new website design and advised that progress is well underway with an implementation date of September 2016 possible for Stage 1 of the project. To the call book for 2017, Council confirmed at their Monday meeting, after input from the AGM, that an electronic call book will be produced towards the end of this year, either on a CD-ROM or USB stick format. To awards at conference, and the Amateur of the Year was awarded to our ALO, Don Wallace, ZL2TLL, in recognition of his dedicated work in 2015. The Rothschild Cup was presented to Otago Branch 30 for achieving 22 successful examination passes in 2015. The 2015 Best Examination Result for Under 18 Years, sponsored by Nelson Sound, was awarded to Xenia Berger, ZL4YL, aged 14, of Hastings Branch. Two persons received 100% examination pass badges in 2015, Antoinette, ZL3ALP, and Ivan, ZL1IVA. The ZL1HV Jumbo Godfrey badge was awarded to Barry Johnson, ZL2BAZ, from Nelson Branch 26. A certificate of recognition was presented to Warren Harris, ZL2AJ, for the team that launched SOTA Summits on the Air in New Zealand. The Steerers Award at the AGM was presented by Vice President Phil, ZL3PAH, to Local Government Liaison Officer Douglas Burt, ZL1BFS. To NZART Conference 2017, and the Rotorua Branch 33 has kindly offered to host the 2017 AGM and Conference. Look for more reports from Conference in your July-August issue of Break In. Now it's time in the broadcast for presidential comment. Here's our NZART President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening, everyone. Well, the conference weekend in Christchurch is over, and what a great weekend it was. The Riccarton Racecourse was an excellent venue, and the catering was first class. The forums on Saturday and Sunday heard everyone talking, and there was something for everyone. Thanks to the team from the Christchurch branch for their hard work in putting on a great show. Next year's conference has been confirmed for Queen's Birthday weekend in Rotorua on the 3rd and 4th of June. You have plenty of time to start planning to attend and support the first conference held in Rotorua since 1975. Since the 1990s, the NZART examination system has been operating with software developed by Gary Bowles at 1AN. This software produces a unique randomised exam paper on demand at the point of examination. This allows flexibility and removes the need for centrally generated examinations, which would have to be posted out in advance. After all these years, Gary has stepped down from maintaining the software. Gary has put Council in touch with an amateur in Auckland with programming experience, Andrew Mitchell, ZL1AF. Andrew has recently rekindled his amateur radio activities after a break of many years, and has been looking for an area in which he can make a contribution to the hobby. Andrew has done this by generously offering to take over from Gary and has begun by updating the examination program to the latest version of the software it was written in. This will ensure compatibility with future Windows operating systems. Thanks to Gary for all his help over the years and to Andrew for stepping forward. The software will be available shortly in the usual way for examiners to download, as soon as a couple of corrections are made to the question bank in the regulations section. A broader review of the examination syllabus is about to get underway, and there will be updates in the future about this. At NZART headquarters, Debbie is available on the phone for inquiries from members between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Tuesday to Friday. If you call outside of these hours, there is an answer phone available. Like any employee, Debbie has annual leave from time to time and occasionally alters her hours to work around an appointment or some other special event. When this occurs, Debbie ensures that the answer phone message is altered to keep callers informed. Recently, Debbie has experienced some members being a little unreasonable about her being out of the office to attend an appointment. If you do call and receive the answer phone message, please listen to it carefully and leave a message or call back when Debbie will be in the office next. One thing that I forgot to mention during the AGM report of the previous Friday Council business was that a group of amateurs have got together and reformed the Southern Wairarapa Branch 82, and Council has approved the branch coming out of recess. This is great to see, and we wish the new group every success in reviving the branch. And on that very positive note, it's good night from me, Jim.
Thank you, Stuart, the President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Onwards to Upper Hutt now, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Conference is over for yet another year, and once again, a great weekend was had by all. One very important point made during an excellent data display of the new NZART website by Chris Hallier, ZL3LF, now more than ever, in this technological age, we need to be able to contact you, the members of NZART, by the most efficient method, being email. Therefore, I urge you all to forward me your contact email address so I can include in my database. The annual subscription invoice will be posted out with your August break-in. However, included on this will be another reminder to supply me this information. I have also undertaken a cleanse of the NZART examination supervisors on our current website, as much of the information is either obsolete or has changed. In order for prospective candidates to find the right contact person, it is really important to have this as up-to-date as possible. I will be in contact with each branch to make sure the details are correct. That's all from me this month, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. Whangarei Amateur Radio Club Branch 28 advise that their sale day and midwinter dinner for 2016 will be held on July 23rd in their club rooms located at the Whangarei Museum and Heritage Park, 500 State Highway 14, Manu in Whangarei. Doors open for buyers at 10:30 a.m. Tables for vendors will be available at $10 per 90 centimetres. Tea, coffee and a range of food will be on sale. At 6 p.m, the club's annual three-course winter dinner will be held, with dinner being served at 6:30 p.m. The cost, $15 per head, BYO drinks. Now, bookings for the meal and all table bookings can be made to Brian Winger, ZL1BSW. Phone Brian 0274 913-888. That's 0274 913-888, or email zl1bsw@nzart.org.nz. The Whangarei Amateur Radio Club Branch 28 annual sale and midwinter dinner on July the 23rd. Now, to catch up on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
For a long time, hams in Kosovo had their eyes on membership in the International Amateur Radio Union. Now they've got their eyes on the prize. Newsline's John Williams, VK4JJW, tells us what's next.
Admitted just this past December into the International Amateur Radio Union, the Amateur Radio Society of Kosovo is busy preparing for its first IARU HF Championship event. Station Z60A will be jumping into the mix from its home station in the capital city of Pristina between the 6th and 11th of July. Callsign Z60A represents a new HQ multiplier in the international event. In going for the big score, the Kosovo operators will have plenty of help from a team of visiting hams, including Kim Ostman, OH6KZP, who'll be in town to lecture at the local university on RF microelectronic circuit development. The competitors plan to make use of equipment donated by Force 12 and the Chiltern UKDX Foundation. A Force 12 XR6 beam antenna with a Yaesu G1000 DXE rotator mounted high atop the university building. The Kosovo Radio Society, or SHRAK, S-H-R-A-K, is based on the campus of the Technical University of Pristina, where most of the SHRAK members are also located. For these championship newcomers, however, this exercise promises to be anything but academic. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm John Williams, VK4JJW.
In other DX operations, be listening for Vladimir RV1CC and Mike UA1QV, who are active as RV1CC/P and UA1QV/P, respectively, from Caution Island until June 27th. They'll be on 40 meters through 15 meters, also making use of the Russian St. Petersburg University Club call sign, RC1M/P, QSL via their home call signs. You have until June 29th to catch Dave, W9DR, and Tom, W9AEB, as FJ/W9DR and FJ/W9AEB, operating from San Bartholomew Island. Be listening for Dave as FJ/W9DR on 6 meters only, doing CWSSB with a 6-meter beacon. Tom is working as FJ/W9AEB on 40 through 10 meters CWSSB, QSL via their home call signs. Martin DL5RMH is working holiday style through June 25th as LA/DL5RMH from Lofoten Island. Listen for him on various HF bands using CW and SSB. QSL via his home call sign, direct by the Bureau or Logbook of the World. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, N8TMW in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2016, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Right now, it's time for Waro News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. There was a good attendance for the Waro Annual General Meeting held during NZART conference at Christchurch. Kathy ZL280K remains president, with Marlene ZL1MYL vice president. Secretary is Val, ZL2FO, and the Treasurer Heather, ZL2TYF. All the committee members and appointed members remain the same as last year, but we have one additional member of executive this year, and welcome Margaret, ZL3UD, who has agreed to be our contest manager. Yes, there will be a Thelma Super Memorial Contest in 2017, and I'll let you know dates and details in a later broadcast. Waro will also run an on-air award instead of Activity Week this year, and planning is underway for that. Congratulations to Topsy ZL2LS, who is this year's recipient of the Waro Achievement Award, the Myrtle Erland Rose Bowl. Topsy's probably best known as editor of the Waro Bulletin and co-producer of the Waro Break-In page, amongst her many amateur radio-related activities. The presentation was made to Topsy on the Saturday night of conference. a very well-deserved award. I understand that the Warrow Sales and Raffle Table raised a healthy sum, and thanks to everyone who supported our efforts by donating or purchasing. Most of you will know that the 2017 NZART Conference is to be held in Rotorua, and that year marks the 55th anniversary of the beginning of Warrow, also in Rotorua. We're planning to have a special celebratory morning tea, and we'll be inviting every YL attending Rotorua Conference to come along. More about that in future broadcasts. The Hamilton Market Day has been held on Saturday the 13th of August, and YLs will get together for morning tea as usual. This event is an opportunity for Warrow YLs to gather together, and I must remind you that any YL is welcome to come along and join us for cuppa and chat. You do not have to be a Warrow member to attend these morning teas. The bulletin will be in your inboxes very soon, with a reminder that subs are now due, as well as heaps of interesting information for you to read. That's all for this month, Jim. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Warrow, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. And finally in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start from the 29er, newsletter of NZART Branch 29, North Shore. The next meeting is on Monday, July the 4th, at the clubrooms at 400 East Coast Road. It's in Sunny Nook, on the North Shore in Auckland. Fadi ZL1BXD will be conducting a wine quiz. To Auckland Branch, which has a special general meeting on Saturday the 16th of July at the clubrooms on 400 St John's Road in Meadowbank in Auckland, starting 1:30 p.m. Now, the purpose of the SGM is to consider a proposed amendment to the branch's constitution, and you'll need to look at your newsletter for more details. Franklin Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 10, has a junk sale on Tuesday the 19th of July, starting 7:30 p.m. sharp at the clubrooms on Stadium Drive in Pukekohe. Have a look at your club newsletter for details of the sale itself. On Wednesday the 27th of July, Hastings Branch 13 will be having its usual donated junk auction at the Pakawai Hall after the usual monthly meeting. The meeting itself starts at 7:30 p.m. at Pakawai Hall on Pakawai Road in Pakawai. To Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART, their next meeting is on Monday, July the 4th, starting 7:30 p.m. at the clubrooms in Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo. There'll be a talk on mesh networks. Over the strait now to Nelson Branch 26. On Wednesday, July the 20th, the guest speaker will be Stuart Watchman, President of NZART. And meetings from the branch are held from 7:30 p.m. at the National Party Electorate Office Meeting Rooms, which is on the corners of Waimea and Quarantine Roads. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters Info Line, that's number 339, will be emailed on Friday, the 1st of July. The next NZART official broadcast will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 31st of July. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for June 2016. Good night, everyone. Good night now.